The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And it is time now for boys high school basketball. From Sandy Valley, here's WKLM Sports Director Matt Croy.
And good evening, Highland on the road tonight. They come in with a record of 4-0 on the season, 3-0 in the IVC South Division, taking on the Sandy Valley Cardinals with a record of 4-3 overall. They're 1-2 in the IVC South. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Mark Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
A little side of Highland Hawks head basketball coach Mark Schlabel coming off the victory on their home floor on Tuesday, Mark, over Tuskegee Valley. Of course, the game were up by 10 points at halftime, outscored them 20-9 in that third quarter. Been kind of a theme has in the early part of the year where it seems like your defense kind of wears on teams in that second half.
That's what we hope. I mean, we're deeper than a lot of teams, and we're going to play 10 kids. And, so that's one of the things we really try to preach to our kids, that we got to play hard. We're going to keep coming in waves, and, things don't necessarily happen right away. Be patient, and hopefully by the second half, we're going to wear people down.
Having someone like Alex Miller as your point guard, a junior point guard, he's been that for a couple of years. How much security is there having a guy like that? He seems to be that guy that if he needs to score a lot, he can do that, but he can also be that distributor. He can even be that too.
Yeah, I just think it's really important. We have a point guard that's played in a lot of varsity games, and with him only being a junior, he's played senior minutes at the varsity level. So with him and Ashton now, you know, we just feel really good about our point guard play. They've been outstanding so far this year.
Well, you mentioned Ashton being back, obviously not just to how he handles the ball and being a point guard, but also his defense. Now, you talked about that was a missing piece last year. How much has that kind of brought an extra piece to the defensive side this year as well?
Yeah, just, with Ashton, we feel like we bring him in off the bench, and it gives us a spark right away. He's been really good at the defensive end, and his offense has come along, scored a little bit for us the other night, and so we think he's going to keep just getting better and better. Missing a whole year, that's tough for a kid, so I think that he's still got a lot of room to grow, and he's been doing a really good job for us.
On the road tonight, taking on Stadium Valley, a bit of a change in the guard, new coach, of course, a little bit different group they had a season ago. What are you expecting to see from the Cardinals tonight?
Well, they've got good size. They always play really well at home. They're a team that can go on some serious runs. We tell our guys, they're a team of runs. They can get down, and then they can score 9-11 points in a row. The opposite is true. If we're down, we feel like we can do the same to them. So this could really be a game of runs. That's how they play, and they're a dangerous team at home especially.
With that in mind, Mark, biggest things you're looking for from your team?
Well, our pressure in the full court. Again, we got to try to wear them down. We're a little bit deeper than they are. We've got to keep their big off the boards. He's a very good offensive rebounder. So that, just easy baskets in the paint. We got to try to keep their kids out of the paint as much as possible.
All right, Mark, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of the Highland Hawks and basketball coach, Mark Schlabaugh.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Discover these new construction single-family plan unit development homes located at 1033 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg with an asking price of $251,500. These open floor plan condos on the Trail Edge Estates feature two bedrooms, two baths, and a two-car heated garage. Enjoy an open concept kitchen and living room, stainless steel appliances, and a cozy den. Plus, don't forget about the walk-in closet, shower, and dual vanity with quartz countertops. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Pedro Guzman at 330-763-1424 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Kime Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at KimeHome.com for more information.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac Home Standby Generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac Standby Generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
In tonight's junior varsity contest, Highland defeated Stanley Valley by a score of 56-21. A season ago, for the two teams, Highland had two close battles with Stanley Valley. The game played at the Reese Center. The Hawks won that game by the final margin of 46-43. And that three-point win, Highland led in scoring by Alex Miller at the time, as he had 15 points, 11 scored by Nick Wigdom in that game, and 8 by the big man Alex Yoder, of course, now gone to graduation. 9 points scored by Sam Wingert in that victory for Highland as well. In the game played later on in the season at Sandy Valley, and Highland got a victory in that game as well by the final score of 63-57. In that game, the Hawks were led in scoring by Nick Wigdon. He had 17 points, 16 scored by Alex Miller in that game, and 12 by Sammy Detweiler, of course, now gone to graduation, as Highland got that 6-point win over the Cardinals in that game on the road a season ago. Highland and Indian Valley finished up as co-champs of the IVC South last year, each going 10-2 in conference play, followed by Stanley Valley, who finished up in third place in the IVC South last season at 7-5. Then it was Tusky Valley and Garaway, both 6-6 in the conference. Claymont went 3-9. Ridgewood, 0-12. Malvern, of course, won the IVC North Division title outright, going 12-0 in the conference. And Lexington won the Ohio Cardinal Conference title outright, going 14-0. Overall, around the area in regular season play last season, Triway went 17-5. Highland, 16-6 overall, while Garaway went 14-8. Wayndale, 12-10. Central Christian went 10-12. Lionville, 6-16. Danville, West Holmes, each went 5-17. Sandy Valley last year overall during the regular season finished up at 16-6 a season ago. The Hawks, of course, all the way to the Division IV state championship game last year, where they fell to Richmond Heights 62-35 to finish up as the D4 state runner-up last season. Sandy Valley was in Division III, and they had fall actually in their first tournament game as the 6 seed, went down to the 8 seed Coshocton last year in the first sectional tournament contest by the score of 47-38. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 30 to 40 count cocktail shrimp, $6.98. 16 to 20 count jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, $7.88. 1 pound snow crab clusters, $13.98. 16 ounce cocktail half shrimp ring, $8.98. 40 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $19.98. And 10 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $6.48. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Highland is off to a 4-0 start with wins this year over Dover, Indian Valley, Garraway, and also Tuskegee Valley on their home floor back on Tuesday, 68-44. Sandy Valley is 4-3. Wins this year over Minerva, also Newcomerstown and Central Christian, and also a 45-44 win in their last game at Claymont. Losses to Canton South as well as to Ridgewood on their home floor, 60-49, and lost 69-27 at Indian Valley. Again, the Cardinals are 4-3. And Highland averaging just over 57 points per game, and Sandy Valley is averaging just over 48 points per contest. So the Hawks giving up 40.5 points per game defensively. The Cardinals giving up 53 points per game on the defensive end. So far in the IVC South Division, Highland is 3-0 in conference play, while Indian Valley and Ridgewood are both 2-1. Garraway is 1-1 in the conference. Sandy Valley is 1-2. Claymont 1-2. And Tuskegee Valley is 0-3 in IVC South Division action. In IVC North Division play, Malvern is in first place at 3-0, followed by East Canton at 2-0, Strasburg 2-1, Buckeye Trail and Newcomerstown are both 1-1 in the conference, TCC and Conotton Valley are 0-3. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Mansfield Senior is in first place at 3-0, followed by Worcester at 2-0 in the conference, Lexington and Ashland are 1-1, Madison 1-2, New Philadelphia is 0-2, and West Holmes 0-3. Overall around the area, boys basketball so far, Garraway is 4-1 so far in regular season action. Central Christian, a record of 4-1. Triway and Wayndale both 2-4. Danville's 1-2. Lonnonville is 1-5. And West Holmes, a record of 0-5 overall this season. Brady Schlabel alongside for the broadcast. We'll get some thoughts from Brady right after this on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Other games around the year tonight has West Holmes at New Philadelphia, Garraway's at Indian Valley, Wayndale playing host to Hillsdale, Canton South is at Triway, and Central Christian is playing host to St. Peter's. McRae alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Schlabel for tonight's broadcast. And Brady, thanks for being with us here this evening. And first of all, your team playing some pretty good basketball right now. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. Had a big win over Tuskegee Valley last Saturday night. Had some kids step up and make big plays, so that was exciting. And, right now we've got 5 games in 9 days, so a little bit of a challenging stretch, but our girls are doing awesome. Getting on Christmas break today, I think, will help.
Especially during the holiday stretch as well. Well, you mentioned that. The Highland boys also off to a great start here up at the 4-0. What have you seen so far from this Highland team?
Yeah, they're just playing at such a high level defensively, especially for, old school basketball fans. To get to watch these Highland Hawks D up the way that they do is fun to watch, and I really really feel like any game that the Hawks can get to 45 points, they're going to have a chance to win.
And that's always a nice security there, because you don't know where that ball's going to go in the basket, right, Brady? But you know where the defense is going
to
be.
Yeah, exactly. Something to always fall back on, nice, where you can't shoot the ball well, is big.
Yeah, we talked about Sandy Valley. They had a nice run themselves here lately, but a little different team this year, different head coach here. So interesting to see what we'll find out here tonight in this matchup this evening.
Yeah, looking forward to it. New coach and some historically great games here in the last couple of years. So should be fun.
Should be a lot of fun, no question about it. And tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the national anthem from the court here live here momentarily.
Gentlemen, remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we walked were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air,
again, tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup's being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now tonight's starting lineups, here's Brady Schlabel.
Yeah, for Sandy Valley, starting at guard, number 3, Luke Williams. He's a senior. He's 5'9", so should be good there. Number 14, a guard, Landon Wigfield. He's a 5'9", senior. Number 21, Gage Walter. He's a 5'11", senior. Number 11, he's a forward. That's Caleb Dubner. He's a 6'1", sophomore. And number 24, Thorne Stanger. He's a 6'5", junior. And for the Hawks, number 15, Alex Miller, is a 5'11 junior. He's averaging a little over 11 points on the year. Andrew Weaver is number 21. He's a 5'10 senior. At guard as well, Logan Hershberger, number 10. He's a 5'11 senior. And then guard number 24, Nick Wigton. He's averaging 21 points on the year. He's a 6'3 senior. And Sam Wanger, number 13, is a 6-foot senior.
And for the Iowa Hawks, an overall record of 4-0. They're 3-0 in the IVC South, coached by Mark Schlabel in his 20th year. Sandy Valley, a record of 4-3 overall, 1-2 in the IVC South Division, and they're coached by Nate Province. And the starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and they'll have their car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Mack Way alongside Brady Schlabel, also on FM 95.3 and WKLM-FM.com tonight. Michael Hammond back at the studio. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication team of Jacob Heading, who's the producer of tonight's live stream coverage, and Sam Frosman is working the camera. You go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, they'll find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We'll take a quick break, come back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of Ready Mix Concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Highland wearing their black jerseys and black shorts, red numerals, and white and red trim. Sandy Valley, white jerseys, white shorts, gray numerals, and red and gray trim as well. Again, McCoy alongside Brady Stable for tonight's broadcast from Sandy Valley. And jumping for Highland going to be Nick Wigdon. He's a 6'3 senior. And inside the circle, getting set to jump it for Sandy Valley is Caleb Dubner. He's a 6'1 sophomore. There is the whistle, and here is the toss. It'll be won by Highland. Picks it up near midcourt as the ricochets in the hands now of Alex Miller, who will take it across the midcourt line going from left to right. Miller crosses over to the foul line, to the lane. His pass goes left corner to Wigdon. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor out of bounds off of Highland, and it will be Sandy Valley basketball, but Highland got a quality shot that time, Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Can't ask for much more on the first possession of the game.
So Fulker pressure is on by the Hawks. Cardinals have it. Here's Landon Wigfield, the 5'9 senior guard. Works it against Alex Miller in the backcourt. Has a three-quarter score. Wigfield now across the half-court line. Dribbles to the foul line. Pass left wing. Goes over to Dubner. Dubner to the baseline. His shot blocked by Dick Wigdon out of bounds. It'll stay with Sandy Valley. Just into this one in the first quarter. No score. Cardinals to inbound. Luke Williams. Inbounds into the far corner. The dribble now by Wigfield to the foul line. Cut off. Pass can be stolen away by Alex Miller. Miller to the front court. In transition, he'll back it up to the corner. Falls down, goes out of bounds. Off of Miller, they're going to say. So it'll be a turnover against the Hawks. So one turnover each way here early on in this first quarter. Full court pressure on by the Hawks. Inbound and deal grabbed to the backcourt by Luke Williams, the 5'9 senior. Takes it against Logan Hershberger across the midcourt line. Williams to the foul line. Comes to a jump shot. Tough shot by Williams. Up and good. He'll knock it down.
Good luck to get them going.
2-0 Sandy Valley. 1 minute into the quarter. Highland ball. Here's Nick Wigdon, left wing. Bounce pass. Throw on the baseline. Back to Wigdon from the corner. His three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound knocked to the corner. Chased down inside by Andrew Weaver. Dumps to the side. Back to Wigdon. His shot blocked. Going to be fought for the rebound. Going to be a held ball, I do believe. And the arrow going to point to Sandy Valley. So they'll get the team rebound. 2-0 start for the Cardinals. Full court pressure is on by the Hawks. Embedded and grabbed in the backcourt by Luke Williams. His pass deflected into the front court. Going to be thrown away. Here's the steal by Sam Winger. Highland basketball. Winger's pass to the corner. Goes to Alex Miller. Miller to the baseline. Under the bucket. Double team. Has it stolen away by Thorin Stinger. Highland has their second turnover. Still 2-0 Sandy Valley. 6.5 to play first quarter. And with it is Wigfield now, the senior guard across the half-court line. Guarded tightly by Alex Miller. Wigfield now on the right point. Backs it up. Hips it out top. Gives over to Caleb Dubner. Dribbles it to the foul line. Pass inside. Going to be knocked away and stolen by Hershberger. Now to Alex Miller on the right wing for the Hawks. Cross-court pass goes to Hershberger. Out top Alex Miller. Dribbles it back in the corner. Goes to Wigdon. Out top Alex Miller. On the right side, Logan Hershberger. Back in the corner. Over to Andrew Weaver. Back to Hershberger. Around the foul line. Grabbed by Sam Wingard. Has a nook loose. Going to be a foul call, though, on the drive by Sam Wingard. And that'll be the first team foul called against the Cardinals.
Yeah, Sandy Valley playing that 2-3 zone. We'll be interested to see how the Hawks handle that.
See how they attack that first personal foul land in the Wigfield. And it went down for the Hawks. Inbounded by Alex Miller, out off to Nick Wigdon. Wigdon to the foul line, back to Miller on the corner. His three-pointers up in the air, going to be in and out, no good. Rebound corralled by Landon Wigfield. Baseball pass to the front court, grabbed now by Gage Walter. Back inside goes to Thornton Stinger. He'll make it up and in. His first two for the 6'5 junior big man. 4-0 Sandy Valley. Hawks have it, 5.5 to play first quarter. Alex Miller out top. His pass to Hershberger. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Backs up against that 2-3 zone as Brady Schneeball was talking about. And Alex Miller on the right wing. His cross-court pass to Wigdon on the left side. Drive, his shot from 15 feet away. Going to be no good by Nick Wigdon. Rebound knocked to the floor, out of bounds off the hands of Sam Wingard. Couldn't corral it. And the Cardinals going to hand the basketball. And again, Highland getting some quality shots early on. Brady just not able to get them to fall so far.
Yeah, good looks. They need to hit the offensive rebounds a little bit.
No doubt. Cardinals have it into the front court. Here's Gage Walter. Has it out top. Pass left wing goes to Luke Williams. Williams to the foul line. Off balance shot, no good. Cuff defense, rebound grab by Andrew Weaver. Wigdon now has it to the front court for the Hawks. Into the corner. Back to Wigdon. Wigdon jab step, dribbles it, cross court pass right side, Logan Hershberger. Hershberger dribbles it out top. Back on the right side, Alex Miller. Miller to the baseline, under the bucket, reverse layup, going to be partially blocked by Thornton Stinger, and he got the rebound. Cardinals have it, 4-0, 4:40 to play first quarter. Luke Williams to the front court. Spins around out top, working against Hershberger. Now drive, pass to the corner. Grabbed now by Gage Walter. Dusts it back inside the Thornton Stinger. Spins around, shot by Stinger, off the glass and good. Stinger has four, now a 6-0 start for the Cardinals. 4:20 to play in the first. Highland has it. Alex Miller's pass goes to Nick Wigdon high on the left side. Back in the corner to Andrew Weaver. Back to Wigdon. Out top Hershberger. Right side now to Alex Miller. Miller. Pass left wing. Goes to Wigdon. Out top to Hershberger. Right side back to Alex Miller. Miller drive. Lane. Double team. Falls down. Gets the pass off to the corner. And dove after and stolen by Wigfield. No, grabbed instead by Alex Miller. Somehow he lays it up and in.
Wow. Great hustle there by Sam.
Absolutely. And the Hawks were on the board finally down 6-2. Just under 4 minutes to play in this first quarter. Cardinals with it. Here's Landon Wigfield. Dribbles the right wing. Fast pass to be kicked by Alex Miller. And it will be Sini Valley with the basketball. And checking in now for Highland, he is going to be Ashton Schrock as well as Caleb Yoder. Caleb Yoder is 6 foot junior, and Schrock, a 5'8 junior, in for the Hawks. And it'll be Gage Walter to inbound. Stay tuned immediately following the game tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Rhodey's IGA. Ball knocked into bounds by Nick Wigdon. Good tonight defense that time by Wigdon. And now in for Sini Valley going to be Gino Tazzi, a 5'8 junior, replaces Caleb Dubner. Walter inbounds a grab by Williams high on the right side. Williams to the corner, picks it up against Schrock. Tight defense by Schrock, pass under the bucket, grabbed by Ross. Dumps it inside the paint to Stinger, knocked to the floor, stolen by Sam Winger. Highland has it. Back to the far corner to Ashton Schrock. Picks the left wing, back to Winger, down in the corner to Caleb Yoder, out top. Now a three-pointer by Wigdon up in the air, no good by Nick Wigdon. Rebound knocked to the floor, grabbed by Caleb Yoder. His shot blocked out of bounds. The Highland will keep the basketball. He is now in as Cade Beachy, a 6'1 senior, replaces Nick Wigdon. Highland to inbound, 3:12 to play in the first. They're down by four. Inbound under the bucket goes to Caleb Yoder. His shot blocked again. Rebound put back by Beachy is going to be good. Cade Beachy off the bench, knocks it down. Highland down 6-4. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Gino Tazzi at three-quarter squirt. Dribbles it. Now picks it up too soon against Beachy. His pass goes cross-court. Corralled by Williams. Still in the backcourt. And there's a 10-second violation. Turnover on Sini Valley. And it's going to be their fifth of this first half. You think about Highland has not played so well here in the first quarter, but still only down by two.
Yeah, defense can always keep you in games, and especially with teams that know you so well, sometimes it's hard to score early on in games.
Timeout called, 6-4 Sini Valley. This is Boys IVC Basketball on WKLM. MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. The player receives a t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Cardinals have it out of the timeout, up by two. And with in the front court is Luke Williams. His pass goes right side now by Jachinu Tazi. Tazi's pass goes out top to Stinger. Stinger dribbles it, double team, gets a pass off to Ross, Anthony Ross, back to Stinger out top. He'll dribble to the right point, picks it up, dribbles the pass left side to Luke Williams. Williams dribbles it to the foul line to Lane. His pass to the far corner will be picked up on the far end
by Tozzi on the right side to Williams. Williams dribbles it to the foul line, comes to a jump stop, nowhere to go. Hands it off back on the right wing over to Gino Tozzi, who dribbles it to the top of the key, and a whistle blown off the basketball, I believe, and the offensive foul called against Thorne Stinger. Second team foul in Simi Valley. That's also a turnover on the Cardinals, and Stinger has his first personal foul. So Highland will have it, down 6-4. 2:08 to play in the first. Alex Miller to the front court. Al top of the pass to Ashton Schrock. Around the foul line, Caleb Yoder. In the corner now, a three-pointer by Alex Miller. Going to be no good. Rebound ripped down, however, by Caleb Yoder. Highland ball still. Al top to Schrock. Schrock to the foul line. Now a three-pointer by Cade Beasley's up in the air. That's no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Anthony Ross. Cardinals have it to the front court. Williams with it now on the right wing. Back in the corner of the pass over to Tozzi. His pass inside going to be knocked out of bounds by Zeke Boddicker. It'll stay with Simi Valley. C.J. Yoder, 6'1 junior, checks in. Out is Alex Miller. Also, Caleb Doomer checking back in for Gage Walter for the Cardinals. Williams to inbound, does so in the corner. Three-point goes up in the air by Anthony Ross, off the mark. Rebound going to be saved by Cade Beachy. He'll keep it in play. Over to C.J. Yoder. Hawks basketball. Schrock has it to the foul line. His 50-footer's up in the air, going to be knocked down. Ashton Schrock, and we're all tied up at 6 apiece.
Good to see him get going early.
Yes, it is. Ashton Schrock, his first 2 points in a 6-6 ballgame. Cardinals score the first 6 points, Highland the last six. That ball can be thrown away on the steal by Zeke Boddicker. Back in the corner to Schrock. Schrock to the baseline. Picks it up. Out top to Zeke Boddicker. Back in the right point, C.J. Yoder. Yoder to the foul circle. On the right side, Caleb Yoder. Drive. Cross-court pass to Schrock. Out top, C.J. Yoder. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Great ball movement that time by the Hawks.
Great ball movement. Have to against the zone.
No doubt. Figuring it out. And now Simi Valley has it on the other rim. Out top, Luke Williams. Shovels a pass to the far end. It's going to be a three-pointer by Gino Tozzi. Off the mark. Rebound grab by Cade Beachy. Hawks have the basketball. I should say Caleb Yoder got that rebound. A poke down the bounds by Luke Williams. And the Hawks will keep the basketball. So what have you seen here that Highland has done differently, Brady, in this first quarter down to take this lead?
Yeah, definitely getting into the paint more, letting them collapse, and then pitching out for shooters for open shots.
And will indeed be the Hawks with it. Here's Ashton Schrock. 30 seconds in counting first quarter. Now to Beachy in the corner. Finds C.J. Yoder back to Beachy. Out top to Ashton Schrock. He'll find C.J. Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Out top to Schrock. Schrock to the foul line. His 15-footer's up there. Going to be no good. Rebound grab by Gino Tozzi. After that, Schrock miss. 12 seconds in counting in the first quarter. A dribble to the front court by Landon Wigfield. Lost it. Rolls out of bounds off of his leg. Great defense by Caleb Yoder. That'll be a turnover in the seventh on the Cardinals. So 9-6 Highland. They'll have the ball with 5.4 seconds to play in the first.
Yeah, the Hawks have played 10 people this quarter, so hopefully, you know, they're looking to wear teams down as they continue to go here.
Make that debt pay off. Into the front court, here's Wigton to the front court. Wigton now on the right wing. Wigton, three-pointer up in the air, is going to be knocked down as the time expires. At the end of the first quarter, Nick Wigton gives Highland a 12-6 advantage over Simi Valley after one. This is IVC Basketball on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Brady Schlabel, where Heidel was 2-for-8 on three-point tries for 25%. City Valley 0-for-2. The Hawks 3-for-9 from two-point range for 33%. The Cardinals 3-for-5. Not a team attempted a foul shot. Well, Kylan out rebounded City Valley 6-to-4. Seven turnovers by the Cardinals, 6 for the Hawks in that first quarter of play. And Hyla has the basketball to begin the second. Here's C.J. Yoder to Logan Hershberger. Back on the right side, C.J. Yoder inside. He'll be grabbed on the right block by Sam Wingard. Back in the corner to Wigdon. Wigdon to the baseline. His pass goes right corner to C.J. Yoder. His three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound slapped down. Top goes out of bounds. It will be Simi Valley basketball. Hawks have scored the last 12 points in this game after being down 6-0. And Cardinals have it to begin the second quarter. Inbounded to Luke Williams. Williams, a three-quarter short, guarded tightly by Hershberger across the midcourt line. Williams takes it high on the right. Now out top. Pass left wing can be deflected out of bounds off the Stinger's hands. Wasn't expecting it. Turnover on the Cardinals, and they're going to be up to 8 turnovers in this first half.
Yeah, the Hawks haven't had a chance to get anything going in transition yet, get some easy buckets, so hopefully their defense can continue to wear them down.
McCoy again alongside Brady Schlabel for tonight's contest. Hawks have a nice pass inside the back recording. Sam Wingard missed the layup. Rebound held and slap it back out top to Nick Wigdon, though. Back in the corner to Alex Miller. Miller, cross-court pass to Nick Wigdon. His three-pointer's going to be up in the air. He'll knock it down. Wigdon has 6 points on 2 three-pointers. Highland up 15-6. Now they score the last 15 points of the game. Wakefield's cross-court pass against the press to Luke Williams. Williams cross-court pass to the front court to Thorne Stinger. Stinger to the foul line. Spins around, double-team. His shot going to be no good. Rebound by Nick Wigdom. Now the same Wingard. Wingard across the midcourt line. Bumped. No foul. Pass left wing to Hershberger. Back in the corner now to C.J. Yoder. Yoder, baseline. Going to be stepping out of bounds. Actually, they call that offensive foul, it looks like, against the Hawks. And Yoder has his first personal foul. But you talked about hitting the boards, Brady, that possession before that. Of course, they had the best shot that Highland, the offensive rebound, ended up giving Highland another chance and able to knock down that three.
Yeah, second chance points are huge, especially against the zone.
Hawks starting to do that and get up 15-6. Down 6-0 at one point. Here's the full court pressure on. Pass by Gage Walter to the front court to Williams on that pass. Cross-court pass back to Walter. Walter to the left wing. Picks it up. Walter, pass inside, knocked away and stolen by Sam Wingard. Highland ball. Pass to the front court, goes to Alex Miller. His layup was good. There's that transition bucket you're talking about, Brady.
Yep, exactly. Need more of that from them.
Timeout called. 17-6 Highland. 6:21 to play in the half. This is IVC basketball on WKLM.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Reminder, the Simply Pull-In, remain in your vehicle and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed. Have Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg, as the Cardinals have the basketball out of the timeout. Down 17-6. And ball knocked loose by Alex Miller, goes out of bounds, but it'll be off of Miller's hands. Almost picked his pocket, but the Cardinals will keep the basketball. We're really having all sorts of troubles, Brady, against that Highland defense.
Yeah, you can't cross over against pressure. That's what we tell our girls, and Hawks, good job of getting their hands in there.
Gino Tazzi has it. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Pass to the corner now. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Gage Walter. That's no good. Rebound snatched away by Logan Hershberger. Hawks have it. Into the front court, Alex Miller. His cross-court pass to Wigdon. His three-pointer's going to be in and out, and no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Sandy Valley, and Highland will keep the basketball. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Roadies IGA Marketplace. Michael Hamlin reporting all the area basketball scores for you. Embedded to the left wing, the Wigton. Wigton drive. His shot up, and they are going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Logan Hershberger, and he lost it. Stolen away after the rebound, and the Cardinals will have it. In transition, runner up of the year going to be no good by Dubner. A rebound picked up by Logan Hershberger. Hawks have it. Into the front court. Goes to Sam Winger. Back in the corner to C.J. Yoder. Back to Winger. Left side goes to Alex Miller. Miller on the left wing. Dribbles it. Hands it off to Sam Winger. Winger to the foul line. He's cut off. Out top Hershberger. Right side to Nick Wigdom. Wigdom dribbles it. Out top to Hershberger. Down to the foul line. Nice look inside to Sam Winger. He'll lay it up and in. Unselfish basketball, and pressure's on again, knocked out of bounds. And it'll be drawing a turnover on that good defense by Alex Miller. And now the Cardinals adding on to their turnover total in this first half.
Yep, great attack there by Logan Hershberger, and then right in their face with the pressure.
And now Hawks have it. Al Wigdon on the left wing. Out top to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop, out top to C.J. Yoder. Back in the left wing to Wigdon. Head fake, now dribbles to the baseline. His 15-footers up in the air, knocked down. Nick Wigdon has eight. Highland a 21-6 lead. 4:40 to play in the half. Cardinals have it. Here's Wigfield across the timeline. Works it against Alex Miller. Crossover out top. Out of the foul line. Lobs the left corner. Back over to Gino Tassi. His three-pointers knocked down. Gino Tassi breaks a 21-0 run by the Hawks. That cross-court pass for Highland goes to Wigdon. Now to Hershberger. Right corner now to Alex Miller. Miller on the right wing. Dribbles it. Picks it up. Bounce pass to Hershberger in the corner. Head fake. Now to Miller. Miller top of the key. Now to Wigdon on the left side. Back in the corner to Alex Miller. Backs it up on the left side. Back in the corner. Goes over to C.G. Yoder. Back to Miller at the top of the key. Miller to the foul line. Lane. Out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by Simi Valley. Highland will keep the basketball. And Caleb Yoder back in. Ashton Schrock checking in. Also in going to be Anthony Ross for the Cardinals. And it will be Highland basketball to inbound beneath their own backboard. As Cole Witted, the 6'5 senior, also checking in off the bench for the Cardinals. Embedded to a cutting Caleb Yoder off the inbounds pass. He'll bank it up and in. Caleb Yoder has his first two, 23-9 Highland. Cardinals have it. Landon Wigfield against Schrock across midcourt. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Now center field, now pass on the right wing. No drive to the foul line by Walter. He'll be bumped and fouled. Walter will be fouled on that foul line by Alex Miller. In second team foul against Highland, and Miller has his first. But again, nothing easy for this Cardinals team as now Andrew Weaver checking back in for Alex Miller.
Yeah, Sandy Valley did a good job of going inside early on, getting some easy buckets, and haven't been able to recently.
Walter to inbound. His pass out top goes to Thornton Stinger. Into the corner now to Gino Tassi. His three-pointers off the mark. Rebound picked up off the bounce by Andrew Weaver. Highland ball. Weaver to the front court. Into the corner. Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the baseline. Gets called for traveling after he made the head fake. And a turnover on the Hawks. And for your last-minute Christmas shopping, stop by the jewelry store in Millersburg. They have offer gift cards along with free gift wrapping. And don't forget, they'll be open on December 24th until 3 p.m. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Meanwhile, out top, here's the dribble by Gino Tassi. Gets a pass off the left wing. Over to Wigfield. Wigfield dribbles it to the top of the key. Crossover to the foul line. Lane. And going to be up and good. Whistle before that.
Called a travel.
Travel on the turnover. And the Cardinals now up to
what, 10 digits.
Turnovers?
Yeah.
And there you go. And the Hawks will have it. 3 minutes to play in the half. Ashton Schrock has it out top. He'll find Caleb Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Out top to Ashton Schrock. Schrock drive, lane, pass out top. Going to be a foul called in the process. So Schrock will draw the foul. First team foul on the Cardinals here in the second quarter. And that's the second personal on Stinger. Not a whole lot of fouls in this first half so far.
No, it's been pretty clean.
Ashton Schrock to inbound. Gino Tassi is in for Simi Valley, in for Thorne Stinger. Schrock to inbound. His pass to corner to Wingard. Back to Schrock in the corner. Knocked loose on the four. Rolls out of bounds. And what? That'll be off of Simi Valley. So Highland will keep it. Down that tough spot in that right side corner. And now to win Bennett. Schrock lobs it out top to Caleb Yoder. Back to Schrock in the right wing. Schrock dribbles it. His pass throws it away. There's a steal by Gino Tosi. Tosi in transition. Out to the baseline. Crossover to the baseline. His name off the last. No good, though. Rebound grab by Sam Winger. Baseball pass. Front court going to be knocked out of bounds by Gage Walter. The Highland will have the ball here at side court.
Hawks need to get the ball moving a little bit. Haven't had a possession with four or five passes and a reversal in a while.
Got to get back to that. That was working pretty well for a while. Here's Nick Wigdon out top. And the pass to Sam Winger. Go find Schrock back in the corner now to Nick Wigdon. Drive lane. His shot up in the air is going to be no good. Rebound, foul four. Grabbed by Wigdon. Put back, no good, but he's going to be fouled. Nick Wigdon following his missed shot draws the foul on Cole Witted, and he's at the foul line.
First free throws in the night, I believe.
How about that? Wigdon lines it up. Free throws up in the air going to be knocked down. 9 points for Nick Wigdon, 6'3", senior, averaging 21 points per game. And great to see how his scoring in his game has developed over the years.
Yeah, definitely. And you saw that possession there. Ball gets moving a little bit, driving lanes open. And for him, he's a great attacker, so gets to the rim.
That free throw good as well. Buries them both. 10 points for Wigdon. Highland up 24-9. Cardinals have it. Into the front court, the dribble by Gino Tosi. Double team, his pass in the hands of Walter. Back inside goes to Dubner. His shot going to be no good, but he was tripped up. And the foul called on Sam Wingard. 13 foul Highland. Wingard will have his first personal foul. And I believe that's going to be free throws. And at the foul line would be 6'1 sophomore forward Caleb Dubner. 25-9. Highland has the advantage. That free throw up is going to be off the mark. And Zeke Boddicker now replacing Sam Winger.
I was just going to say, the rotations there were a little bit slow for the first time tonight, and the Cardinals end up getting to the line.
That free throw up in the air going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound to Alex Miller. Miller crossover across half court. Dribbles it out top. Pass left wing. Caleb Yoder back in the corner to Schrock. Back to Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. His runner up in the air going to be no good by Caleb Yoder. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Dubner. Cardinals have it. Knock loose in there. Reached in foul call on Nick Wigdon as he reached in on Caleb Dubner. 14 foul on Highland, and Wigdon now has his first personal foul. And Cardinals have it midway into the front court near side. Walter to inbound. Who's out top of the Lana Wakefield? An inadvertent buzzer, it looked like. So we have to inbound it again. Cade Beachy now getting set to check in for Highland. And Wigdon will have a seat. But again, that's what you talked about, Brady. One of the weapons Highland has is they do have a lot of guys they can play.
Yeah, that feels like they're always running people at the scores table.
It does. Ball embedded out top to Landon Wigfield. Wigfield jab step. Now dribbles the left wing. Pass to the corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Cole Witted. Going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four. Picked up and put back by Gage Walter. Is going to be good in the foul. It rolled in. Gage Walter, the offensive putback, and the senior guard at the foul line with a chance for a three-point play.
Yep, they're going to need to keep getting some of those hustle plays, those extra points, easy buckets. That's a big play for them here at towards the end of the half.
Beachy's first personal, 15 foul against Highland in the quarter. Free throw up in the air going to be no good by the left-hander, Gage Walter. And then a foul called after that missed free throw. And it'll be on Sandy Valley, the foul called on Cole Witted, his second personal. 25-11 Highland, they have it. 1.5 to play in the second quarter. Alex Miller to the front court. Miller on the right wing. Pass out top to Schrock. Against that 2-3 zone defense. Back inside. Nice look to Zeke Boddicker. He leaves it in the foul. Zeke Boddicker. And Boddicker a chance for a three-point play and also a nice look on that pass.
Yeah, nice play drawn up by the Hawks there, and they end up getting an and-one.
14 foul on CNE Valley. Walter is first personal foul. And again, Boddicker at the foul line. 6'1 senior, averaging just over 2 points per contest. Ian Boniker, his first two tonight. Free throw by Boniker's up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, knocked to the floor. And Goose out of bounds off the Walters' leg, so Highland going to keep it with 1:15 to play in the half, up 27-11. Alex Miller.
It's a tough spot to inbound it right there.
Right in that corner. His pass right wing goes to Schrock. Schrock dribbles it to the foul line. Pass left wing goes to Cade Beachy. Out top to Schrock. Schrock to the foul line. Back in the left wing. Caleb Yoder pass out top to Alex Miller now. He'll back it up near the midcourt line. Back to Schrock. Back in the corner now to Cade Beachy. Out top to Schrock. Now the Beachy left wing. His three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Yoder. Puts it back up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gage Walter now. Cardinals have a pass. Goes front court to Angino Tazzi. Now to Wigfield. Wigfield's three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Boniker. Highland with it the other way. Alex Miller in transition. Now to the foul line. Nice look inside to Schrock. He'll lay it up and good with the left hand.
Transition buckets.
Transition indeed. Defense to offense. 29-11 lead for Highland. Cardinals have it. Wigfield on the right wing. Dribbles it against Schrock. Now at center circle. Picks it up too soon. Looking. Now gets the hand off at the hand of Ross. Goes across midcourt. That'll be a half-court violation. And another turnover against Sandy Valley. And again, up to 11 turnovers now in the first half. Highland with an 8 by comparison. Yeah, Wigden's checking in. Out is Schrock, but not just getting the turnovers, but as you talked about, Brady, kind of turning that turnover into a basket.
Yeah, especially when you're going against a zone, sometimes can be harder to score, get easy looks, and so those are hugely important in a game like this.
7.7 seconds to play in the half. Highland has it. Here's Alex Miller out top. Pass left wing to Wigden. Wigden lost it. Going to be a foul called in the process on Gage Walter. Got his hand in there. 15th foul on Sandy Valley. Walter is second, so should send Wigden to the foul line. What are your thoughts on just since last year when they went to the 15 fouls per quarter? Do you like that as a coach or no?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's less free throws, but it definitely makes it more interesting end-of-game situations, end-of-half situations. Do you use a foul? Stuff like that kind of comes into play.
Sure. That first free throw, no good by Nick Wigden. Has one more to go as Weaver checks in for Alex Miller. Just under 3 seconds remaining in the first half. Second free throw by Wigden. That is up, and that is going to be good. Splits the pair. 3 of 4 for the foul line tonight. And Hershberger back in, replacing now for the Hawks. And Nick Wigden. Full court pressure is on. Embedded. Grabbed now by Wigfield. Wigfield, baseball shot going to be no good to close out the half. And a halftime score from Sandy Valley. Highland 30 and Sandy Valley 11. Back around the recap of the first half for you after this on WKLM.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7333. 5825.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply.
Attention sophomores, the time to apply for next school year at Buckeye Career Center is now. With 34 exciting programs to choose from, there's something for everyone. Whether you're interested in technology, healthcare, manufacturing, or agriculture, spots are still available in programs like outdoor power equipment technology. In this hands-on lab, you'll learn how to repair and maintain ATVs, side-by-sides, lawnmowers, and more. Other in-demand programs include precision machining, meat cutting, floral design, and CAD. Apply online today at Buckeye Career Center.
It is halftime, and Highland owns a 30-11 lead over Sandy Valley. Highland actually trailed 6-0 to start this game, and then they're going on a 12-1 to close out the first to take a 12-6 lead after one. They'll extend that run to a 21-0 run in all and led 21-6 at one point in that second quarter, outscoring the Cardinals 18-5 in the second, and Highland has a 30-11 lead at the half. Leading the way for the Hawks, that was Nick Wigdon. Wigdon in the first half was 2-for-6 from beyond the arc, 1-for-5 from two-point range. It was also 3-of-4 for the foul line. Wigdon had 11 first half points, already in double figures for the fifth time on the season out of five games. Also scoring in the first half, 4 points apiece for Alex Miller as well as Ashton Schrock. 3 points scored by C.J. Yoder, and 2 apiece for Sam Wingard, Caleb Yoder, as well as Zeke Boniker and Cade Beachy, rounding out the Highland total of 30. Leading the way for Sandy Valley, that was Thorne Stinger in the first half. He would score 4 points, going 2-for-3 from two-point range for that total of 4. After that, 3 points for Gino Tazzi and 2 apiece for Luke Williams and Gage Walter, rounding out the Cardinals' total of 11. Halftime score, Highland 30 and Sandy Valley 11. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Brady Schlabaugh.
Yeah, Matt, Sandy Valley shooting 1-of-7 from the three-point line, and on the twos, they are 4-for-10. So 40% there, 14% from behind the arc. They are 0-for-3 from the line. They've corralled 10 rebounds and have 11 turnovers on the day. The Hawks, meanwhile, are shooting 3-for-12 from the three-point line. That's good for 25%. Inside of the arc, they're 9-for-19 at 47%. They're 3-of-5 from the line, and they've brought down 20 rebounds, which is doubling up Sandy Valley there. They've only turned the ball over 8 times.
Individual rebounding leaders in the first half for Highland. Caleb Yoder had 5 rebounds. 3 came at the offensive end, and 3 boards apiece for Logan Hershberger and Sam Wingard. And for Sandy Valley, leading the way, 2 rebounds for Gage Walter in that first half of action. 30-11 Highland here at the half. McCoy alongside Brady Stable, and of course Highland down 6-0 early, Brady, but all Highland after that. What did you see in that first half?
Yeah, it seemed like they really settled down defensively, kind of stopped penetration, and then as we talked about, they're able to get some transition buckets going, get easier stuff, especially when they're packing it in with that zone, tougher to get to the hoop. They were able to do that in transition a little bit and kind of open things up.
Get those transition buckets. Now, as far as the zone defense is concerned by Sandy Valley, what did you see for Highland when they had a chance to get in the half court, were they able to do to kind of attack that zone defense in that second quarter?
Yeah, you know, their best possessions were just when they were swinging the ball around, making the defense have to shift side to side, which opens up driving lanes, and it might not be the first drive that you have of the possession, but you swing that thing back out and attack it again. That's when stuff can kind of open up. The Hawks haven't got to the offensive boards as much as I'd like to see against the zone, so would be interesting if they could start to do that really well here in the second half.
We'll see what happens here in the second half. Again, that's the voice of Brady Stabaugh. Halftime score, it is Highland 30 and Sandy Valley 11. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
And just about ready for the start of the second half. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Jacob Heading, who is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Sam Fronsman, who's working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond is back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm Matt Coy alongside Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Stabel for tonight's call here at Sandy Valley. And we get set for the start of the second half, of course, for Highland. They'll play their next games, actually be the First Federal Holiday Showcase next week and next Friday and Saturday against JFK on Friday and University School. Next Saturday night, Sandy Valley, they're going to be playing not again until after the first of the year, Friday, January 3rd, a home game against Garraway. And the Cardinals will have the basketball to begin the second half of play. With it is Luke Williams going from left to right, picks it up too soon, gets the handoff. Now grabbed by Wigfield. Wigfield dribbles it left wing. Pass inside, knocked away, and stolen. Highland ball the other direction. Nick Wigden with it all alone. Left-handed layup is good. Nick Wigden has 13. Highland up 32-11. Cardinals have it the other way. With it out top is Gage Walter. Knocked loose by Alex Miller. He'll pick it back up. Walter with it high on the right side. Gets the handoff. Grabbed near midcourt by Landon Wigfield. Wigfield to the foul line. Picks it up.
Now the stinger. Back in the corner. Three-pointer goes up there by Luke Williams. He'll knock it down. Williams has 5 points. His first three-pointer. 32-14 Highland. Hawks have it. Here's Alex Miller. Going from right to left. Now to Andrew Weaver, who takes it outside. Pass left to the foul line. Now the same winger. Winger to the baseline. His layup off the last. Going to be no good, but a foul called on Thorne Stinger. First team foul on Sandy Valley. Stinger has his third personal foul, and now a winger to the foul line. And a good job attacking that basket.
Yeah, definitely good to see from Sam there.
There's 2 points so far for him tonight. Squares it up. It's going to be no good. Sam Winger, 6 foot senior, averaging 7 points per contest. Stay tuned following tonight's contest for high school scoreboards brought to you tonight by Rudy's IGA Marketplace. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good. Winger splits the pair. He has 3 points. 33-14 Highland. Cardinals have it in the backcourt. They have the dribble by Wigfield. At three-quarter score, double team. He'll take it across half court. Pass inside, going to be off the hands of Walter to the corner and knocked into bounds off the hands of the Hawks. But it'll stay with Sandy Valley. But again, swarming defense by the Highland once again.
Yeah, that's tough to go against for 32 minutes as a point guard and, especially handling that pressure.
Certainly is. And now Williams going to inbound him. His pass goes right side to Wigfield. He'll dribble to the foul line. Hands it off to Thorne Stinger. Stinger to the foul line. Cut off. Pass right corner to Williams. Williams' three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound hauled in by Alex Miller. He's double-teamed. Dribbles away from it. Still has it against Luke Williams. Now behind his back across midcourt, Alex Miller to the foul line. To the lane. His pass right corner goes to Andrew Weaver. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Hershberger, however. And Highland will keep the basketball. Back to Alex Miller on the right wing. Backs it up. Pass past the right block. Goes to Andrew Weaver. Now to Sam Winger. Winger to the paint. Winger. Nice drops up. His layup was good. Winger has 5. Highland up 35-14. Winger, one of those guys here. You look at him. He's only 6 foot, but he plays a lot bigger than what his height is.
Yeah, and he really, gets to attack against Sandy Valley. They came out and manned first two possessions, and he's gotten to the hole twice.
Cardinals have it. Here's Wigfield to the foul line. It's the lane. That shot, the little hook shot off the rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of the Cardinals, and Highland is going to have this basketball. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Highland ball.
If I was Coach Slaybaugh, I'd probably be going back to 13 here.
No doubt. Out top the dribble by Alex Miller, drive lane. He had ball close in and is stolen away. Luke Williams has it across the midcourt line. The pass goes to Wigfield. Wigfield crossover to the right side. Back in the corner goes to Gage Walter. His three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Sam Winger. Now Alex Miller in transition. His layup off the last, no good. Rebound grabbed by Sam Winger. His layup is going to be good. Got the roll. Sam Winger got the hot hand. He has now 5 in the quarter. Highland up 35-14. Cardinals with it on the other end. Gas goes down top. Should say 37-14 Hawks. Runner by Thornton Stinger is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sam Winger. Highland ball to the front court. Back on the left side, going to be saved by Luke Williams, but grabbed by Hershberger. Hershberger drives the lane. His shot going to be blocked, but a foul is called. Hacked on the arm. Inside, that foul going to be slapped on Luca Gillen. And to the foul line is going to be Logan Hershberger. Second team foul on the Cardinals. How much is that talked about, Brady, in terms of when you see a guy that has knocked down a couple of shots in a row, that you want to get that ball to the hot hand?
Yeah, you want to continue to feed that person, whether it's a kid that's hit a shot or two in a row, or you feel like you got a really good matchup like the Hawks did there. You want to continue to go to him. But we got 9 subs coming in now, so it should be a little bit different of a game here.
No doubt. So the fresh legs are in. First free throw was good by Hershberger. He has 1 more to go. And that is up. That's going to be good. Buries them both. 39-14 Highland. Hershberger also will have a seat. Caleb Yoder is in. Ashton Schrock is in. And C.J. Yoder on the floor. Cade Beachy out there alongside Zeke Boddicker for the Hawks. Cardinals have it. Here's Luke Williams to the front court. Pass to the left wing. Grabbed now by Anthony Ross. Ross picks it up. Looking. Bounce pass. To the right block, going to be a foul call. Tight defense by Zeke Boddicker. They snap him for the foul. First team foul on Highland. Ian Boddicker has his first personal foul.
Sandy Valley's got to keep looking to go inside. That's where they've gotten their best shots all night.
Williams down to inbound. His pass into the hands of Cole Whitted. Back high on the right side of the hands of Gino Tozzi. And a Williams left wing. His three-pointers off the mark. Rebound hauled in by Zeke Boniker. Highland basketball. Now Caleb Yoder. Drive lane. His layup going to be good and a foul. Coast to coast. Caleb Yoder. And he'll have a chance for a three-point play. 13 foul on the Cardinals. That foul was called on Gino Tozzi, his first. Caleb Yoder now has 4 points. Yoder, 6 foot junior, came in averaging 2.5 a game. Free throw is good. And make it now 5 points for him. Highland is up 41-14. Really valuable, too, for a coach, isn't it? He can go to a bench like that and a line change like that and not really lose anything with those guys on the floor.
Yeah, I was just trying to think to myself how many bench points they've got on the night. It's got to be 15, 20 points, and as a coach, you love that.
Luke Williams to the corner, now dribbles it to the foul line, takes it up, hands it off now to Cole Whitted. Whitted, pass deflected inside, stolen away. And the steal is going to be Caleb Yoder. Shot going to be off the last. Good and a foul. Caleb Yoder got hit. Double clutch. Laid it in. And now a chance for a three-point play again at the foul line. Making a habit of this. And that's the 14th foul in Sandy Valley. With it, his third personal foul. Free throw by Caleb Yoder. No good. Rebound to the four. Fought four. And knocked out of bounds. That's going to be off of Sandy Valley. And the Hawks going to keep this basketball up 44-14. Midway point now in the third quarter. And Caleb Yoder will have the inbounds pass, the 6 foot junior.
Hawks have had 9 players already score tonight, so that's great.
You know, valuable to get that at any game, Brady, but you know also when you get the tournament time, there's going to be a lot of guys going to have valuable experience as well to be in these in-game situations.
Yeah, exactly, and to have the confidence going into big games like that because you know you can do it now is important.
Boniker gets the handoff. Cade Beachy now for a three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Gino Tozzi. Cardinals have it. Tozzi with it high on the right. Crossover out top, 3:45 to play in the third quarter. Tozzi dribbles it, backs it up near the midcourt line. Works it against C.J. Yoder. Now left to the foul line, gets the handoff. Grabbed out top by Wigfield. Wigfield down to the foul line. Off-bound shot, some contact, no foul. His shot no good, rebound grabbed by Caleb Yoder. Yoder's pass, down to Schrock. Schrock will cross the half-court line for the Hawks. Out of the foul line, Schrock. Runner up in the air, going to be no good, but a foul is called. Going to call an offensive foul. Going to call that on Ashton Schrock, the push-off. And second team foul on Highland, and Schrock his first personal foul. Highland up the 9 turnovers on the night. And Cardinals have it. On the right wing, here's Landon Wigfield. Shovels it out top to Thornton Stinger. He'll dribble left wing. Stinger picks it up, gets the hand off to Anthony Ross. Back in the right wing, back to Wigfield. Head fake. And going to be another offensive foul called, this time against Sandy Valley. That's their 15th foul. Of course, player control fouls, so no free throws. But Highland's going to have this basketball right back. That foul was on Anthony Ross, his first. Under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, Highland is up 44-14. And Schrock went into the front court. Now out top. Nice look inside. A cutting teammate. That's going to be Caleb Yoder, who lays it up and in. Yoder with a big third quarter now. Has 7.25, 9 for the ballgame. Here's a runner by Luke Williams off the glass. That's good on the other end. Williams now has 7 points. Highland ball. Caleb Yoder on the left wing. Highland up 46-16. Now Schrock to the foul line. And has it, gets called for a travel. It looked like it could have been a reach-in foul. That's what Schrock is going to wondering as well. Ashton Schrock said they called the travel. That'll be the 10th turnover on the Hawks. I guess you can live with that when you're up big here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Slayball would argue that a little more if it was a closer game.
No doubt. Now the corner pass out top by Wigfield on the left wing to Gino Tozzi. Tozzi, pass goes out top now. On the dribble by Gage Walter. Walter's bank shot is going to be good off the glass. Walter has 4, 46-18 Highland. 2 minutes to play in the third. Ashton Schrock to the front court for the Hawks. To Boddicker. Back to Schrock on the left wing. Schrock. Down to the foul line. Pass right point goes to Cade Beachy. Beachy to the foul line. To the lane. Beachy shot up and they're going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Thornton Stinger. Pass to the front court goes to Gino Tazzi for the Cardinals. Back to Williams. Williams to the baseline. Now the Stinger. Stinger to the foul line. To the lane. Corner by Stinger going to be no good with the right hand. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Yoder. Hawks with it. Front court goes over to C.J. Yoder. Left wing to Ashton Schrock. Schrock's three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound, however, grabbed by Caleb Yoder. Out top to Schrock. Now to C.J. Yoder on the right wing. He'll be fouled. Fouled by Walter. And that should be free throws now. Walter has third personal foul, but already five team fouls on Taney Valley.
Yeah, you talk about a big third quarter from Caleb Yoder. He's also leading the team with 8 rebounds tonight, too. So he's having a great game.
Doing it all around, no question about it. And now at the foul line will be C.J. Yoder. 6'1 junior, came in averaging just under 5 points per game. Has 3 points so far this evening. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Color text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Free throw good on the first attempt by C.J. Yoder. He has 4 points. 47-18 Hawks, 1:23 to play in the third. And the second free throw, that is up. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And I think it's going to stay with Highland. So Hawks will keep it. Alex Miller now to inbound. His pass. Grabbed now by C.J. Yoder. Has it out top. Takes it to the foul line. Pass inside in traffic. He'll throw it away. Turner brought on the Hawks. It'll be Tazzi to the front court. Now to Williams to the corner. Williams' three-pointer goes up in the air. That'll be good. Luke Williams' second three-pointer. He's married tonight. He now has 8 in the quarter, 10 for the ballgame. 47-21 Highland. Hawks have it. On the right side to C.J. Yoder. He'll be fouled. Tazzi all over him. Then be another more free throws down for Highland. As Tazzi his second personal foul. If you look at Highland, Brady gets a big lead here in the third quarter, but you don't see any drop-off in terms of effort on that Hawks end.
No, definitely not, especially when now you're playing 11 players, fresh legs, continue to D up, but also they're getting to the hoop really well this third quarter, Sandy Valley and that man defense.
C.J. Yoder now buries the first free throw. He has 5 points this evening. And the second free throw. That is up. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Williams. Long pass by Williams goes front court. Grabbed by Tazzi. Tazzi to the bucket. Around the foul line of the pass. So the shot coming up. He's going to be no good by Trey Nicholson. And rebounds grabbed by Alex Miller. Highland ball. Miller to the front court. Has it knocked loose by Williams who got the steal. Didn't see him. Nicholson's pass goes front court. Here's Wakefield now to the left wing. 35 seconds and counting third quarter. Pass inside of cutting Luke Williams. His layup is going to be good. Luke Williams having himself a big clear quarter now. 48-23 Highland. 25 seconds in counting. Hawks have it. Here's Alex Miller. 17 seconds to play here in the third. Highland looking for that final shot. Caleb Yoder with it high on the right. Backs it up near the midcourt line. Down to 7 seconds. Yoder to the foul line, to the lane. Shot left hand by Caleb Yoder, no good. Rebound grabbed. Goes out of bounds. That'll be off of Sandy Valley. Highland will have it now again with just 7/10 of a second to play in the third quarter. As Cole Whitted will check in for Trey Nicholson. Alex Miller to inbound. Pass the corner. Shot up at the air going to be no good by C.J. Yoder. Three-pointer from that left side corner and will be no good to close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Highland 48, Sandy Valley 23. This is IVC Basketball on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Highland outscored Sandy Valley 18-12 in that third quarter of action. And just about ready for the start of the fourth quarter of play. And Highland is going to have it here at side court. Nick Wigdon back in the ballgame. Inbounds it to Alex Miller. And Miller's pass goes right side to Andrew Weaver. Back in the corner to Wigdon. Wigdon holds onto it. Now backs it into the foul line. Bump. Now the handoff to Hershberger. His pass can be deflected and stolen away. Highland has the turnover to begin the fourth quarter. And Cardinals have it. Into the front corner to the right side. Going to the baseline by Caleb Duber. Duber's shot up going to be no good. Gets waved off. Gets called for the travel. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Brady Schlabel, where Highland was 0-for-3 on three-point tries. Sandy Valley 2-of-5. Highland 6-for-13 from two-point range. The Cardinals 3-for-9 for 33%. Highland 5-of-10 for the foul line for 50%. The Cardinals did not attempt the foul shot in that third quarter. And Highland at rebounding the Cardinals 15-2. Three turnovers for Sandy Valley, 2 for Highland in that third quarter of play. Highland has the basketball. Hershberger back to Alex Miller. He'll spin around out top. Find Sam Wingard, left wing, back to Alex Miller. Miller's shot for the baseline is up and no good. Rebound slapped out top. She's down by Nick Wigdon. Wigdon's pass goes ring over to Sam Wingard. To Hershberger. Hershberger to the lane. Nice look inside. Grabbed by Alex Miller. Head fake. Miller shot blocked, but he's going to be fouled. Again, as you look at those numbers, Brady, Highland really hitting the boards tonight.
Yeah, out rebounding them 15-2 in the third quarter. The other big stat from that quarter was the Hawks shot 10 free throws, Sandy Valley 0, and the Hawks are already getting back to the line here in the fourth.
First personal on Caleb Duner. First team foul on Sandy Valley in the fourth. Free throw is good by Alex Miller, who has now 5 points this evening. And the second free throw by the 5'11 junior, averaging 11.5 points per game, is good. Buries them both. 6 points for Miller. 50-23 Highland. Cardinals have it. And now Luke Williams to the front court. Crossover out top. Pass right wing goes to Thorne Stinger. Stinger to the right block. Double team. And as it ripped away by Hershberger, they'll tie it up. Arrow does stay with Sandy Valley, though. Good health defense by Hershberger, and now the Cardinals will have it beneath their own backboard. Williams receives the basketball. His pass going to be out of bounds as he tried to find a cutting Gage Walter on the inbounds pass, so threw it behind him. Instead, it'll be a turnover now, up to 16 turnovers tonight for Sandy Valley. All Highland tonight. Looking to get another IVC victory. Up 50-23, and they had the ball. That pass to Andrew Weaver on the left wing. Well, the pass by Wigdon goes out top. Sam Wingard hands it off to Alex Miller. Miller, head fake, now to the foul line. Nice look inside Sam Wingard. His layup off the glass and good. Wingard now has 9, 52-23 Highland. Cardinals have it. Luke Williams now with it across the midcourt line. Takes it high on the left side. Williams. Now top of the key. Pass and it's not going to be out of bounds. And nothing doing that time. Try to force it into Walter instead. That'll be a turnover. And again, just not able to figure things out against that Highland defense. But that's been a kind of a familiar theme against Highland opponents so far this year, Brady.
Yeah, ball pressure has been really good here in the second half. But also that second line of defense is moving over quickly.
That pass goes out top to Wigdon. Wigdon to the foul line, to the lane. His layup off the last is good.
It's a strong move.
Yes, it is. 15 points. Wigdon. Long pass on the other end. Going to be grabbed. And layup good by Landon Wakefield, meanwhile. As his first two. 54-25 Highland. Hawks have it. Miller's bounce pass to the right side to Wingard. Back to Nick Wigdon. Wigdon's the corner. Drive to the lane. And they call the offensive foul that time. City cleared off trying to make that drive.
A little too strong that time.
his second personal foul. A few other guys checking in here, but I think you look at this team, and that's kind of a familiar Highland trait, right? Whether it be the boys or the girls' side, so many unselfish players looking to make that right play. Where's that kind of come from, Brady?
I don't know. It's just unselfishness and wanting to win. I know Mark does a good job of putting the team before the individuals, and they move the ball really well. And so, you know, we try to mirror that as well on our side.
And it seems to work pretty well, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
Pass inside, deflected to the corner, grabbed now by Tazi. Cardinals have it on the left wing. And going to be a whistle blown. Foul called away from the basketball, apparently, against the Hawks. Second team foul. Boddicker going to have that foul. That'll be his second. Pass to the corner goes to Tazi. Tazi holds onto it. Dribbles it down to the top of the key. Poke loose and stolen away. Into the front court here's Key Beachy. Has it knocked out of bounds. That'll be off of Beachy's leg, though. And it will be back to Sandy Valley. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Federnick Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Federnick Custom Apparel Embroidery and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Cardinals basketball, the right wing, goes over to Trey Nicholson, dribbles it out top. Over to Cole Witted. His pass knocked away and stolen by Caleb Yoder. Yoder finds Kane Beachy. Beachy layup going to be no good with the left hand. Rebound putback is good, however, by Zeke Boddicker. Boddicker has 4, 56-25 Highland. Here's Nicholson to the front court. Spins around out top. Picks it up. Nicholson. Nowhere to go with it. And looks to pass off. Going to be a timeout by Sandy Valley. 4:20 to play. Highland 56, Sandy Valley 25. This is IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Have it. Here's Tazi with the basketball out top, out of the timeout. Back in the right wing, the dribble by Natch Overly to the corner. He'll be cut off by Schrock. Pass inside, knocked out of bounds by Boddicker. It'll stay with Sandy Valley.
Yeah, Matt, you know, we talked about Caleb Yoder a lot in the third quarter. This fourth quarter now, Cade Beachy's had two steals, gone down, and missed both layups, but they were both strong takes. If this game's a little closer, those are probably fouls, too.
No doubt. The ball goes out the hands of Overly out of bounds. You're looking for that effort, right? And maybe the ball's not always going to go in, but you like that effort you're seeing from those guys on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. Mark's figuring out right now who he can play in what spots on the floor, so that's good to see.
C.J. Yoder has it. Now to the three-pointer by Key Beachy. Going to be knocked down right on cue. He buried it that time. Just needed to go a little bit deeper, I guess. Huh?
I guess.
Key Beachy has 5 points this evening. 59-25 Highland. Cardinals have it. Here's Tazi with it high on the right side. His pass goes to cutting Caleb Dugner. His shot blocked.
Charge.
Indeed. A charge even be drawn inside there that time by the Hawks. Second team foul in Sandy Valley. Dubner has his second personal foul. 3.5 to go in counting. Schrock down to the foul line. Pass left wing to Beachy. Goes out top to Boddicker. On the right wing to C.J. Yoder. His pass goes to the corner now to Caleb Yoder. Nice look inside. Cutting Ashton Schrock. He'll bank it up and in. And that's pretty good basketball right there.
Yep, you talked about it. Unselfishness there, great backdoor cut, and a nice finish.
Schrock has 6 off the assist from Caleb Yoder. And foul called out top. 61-25. Hawks with a lead, and of course now get the subs checking in with 2:50 and counting. Got the running clock now into effect in this fourth quarter. And from Yoder is out there, 6-1. senior. Logan Miller, the 6'1 senior for the Hawks as well. Gino Tazzi has it out top. This basket's right wing over to Dubner. Dubner to the lane. 10-footer by Dubner up in the air. Off the glass, no good. Rebound grabbed by Logan Miller. Highland ball to the front court. Carson Weaver on the left wing. Head fake dribbles it. Weaver's pass to the corner. Pass goes out top a bit. Too tall. Going to be chased down by Henry Stabaugh just in front of the midcourt line. Stabaugh right wing. Now to the foul line. To the lane. Pass to the baseline. Going to be grabbed, but a travel's called along that baseline by Andrew Bune. Highland has the turnover with 2 minutes in counting. 61-25 Hawks. Nicholson has it for the Cardinals. Shovels it left wing. Back out top now to Gino Tazzi. Tight defense. Tazzi backs it up now high on the left. 1.5 to go. Tazzi to the foul line, to the lane. Scoop shot off the glass is good. He has 5 points, 61-27 Highland. Henry Stabaugh, the 5'7 sophomore guard, into the front court. Nice pick and roll to Logan Miller. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Gino Tazzi. Tazzi now on the right point. Works it against Carson Weaver. He'll back it up near mid-court line with 104 in counting. Now back to the corner to Trey Nicholson. Under a minute to play. Nicholson drive, lane cut off. Nicholson takes a step. His shot up going to be no good. Close to the travel, but instead they're going to call a foul on Andrew Bune. And I believe that'll be free throws for Trey Nicholson. 40 seconds in counting. Nicholson free throws up in the air. It's going to be no good. Looking for his first point this evening. And that is up. That's going to be good. Miss splits the pair. Now 61-28 Highland. 14 seconds. Henry Stabaugh with it. Deep three-pointer by Stables up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Grabbed by Nicholson on the rebound. 7 seconds to go. Nicholson front court. Down to the final 3-2-1, and that will do it. And Highland will remain unbeaten on the season with the victory tonight on the road by the final margin of 61-28. Highland improves now to 5-0 on the season, 4-0 in the IVC South. Sandy Valley drops to 4-4 overall and 1-3 in the IVC South Division. They've now lost 3 of their last 4 contests. Again, the final, Highland 61 and Sandy Valley 28. Back around to recap the game for you after this on WKLM.
Check out this property located at 103 Brambley Hedge Drive in Middlesbrough. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $175,000. This two-bedroom, two-bath condo is move-in ready with new flooring, a new AC unit, and all major appliances. It includes an open concept with over 1,200 square feet of living space, along with a one-car garage and patio in the back, and some furnishings included. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com. Millersburg Electric is your hometown holiday shopping headquarters, featuring appliances and much more. Stop by and see the lineup of countertop GE kitchen appliances, including the Cafe Espresso Machine or the Opal Nugget Ice Maker. In addition to having the area's largest appliance showroom, they carry a complete line of LG televisions, as well as the locally handcrafted mattress by Monarch. Avoid the holiday cash crunch with 12 months interest-free financing on most purchases. All at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 31 to 40 count easy peel raw shrimp, $4.98. 41 to 50 count raw peeled and deveined shrimp, $4.98. 21 to 25 count peeled and deveined raw large tail off shrimp, $6.48. 20 to 40 count peeled and deveined large Argentine red raw shrimp, $8.98. 9 ounce lobster tail for $15.98. King crab legs for $24.98 a pound. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
It is the final boys high school basketball from Sandy Valley, and Highland gets the win 61-28 over the Cardinals. Highland trailed 6-0, believe it or not, at one point to start the game, but then would go on a 12-0 run to close out the first. They led 12-6 after one. The Hawks would go on a 21-0 run in all into the second quarter, led 21-6, and of course never looked back from there, outscoring the Cardinals 18-5. In the second, Highland had a 30-11 lead at halftime. Highland outscoring Sandy Valley 18-12 in the third. They led 48-23 through three, and they go on to get the win 61-28 over Sandy Valley. For Highland, they had one player in double figures, but a lot of guys that got into the scoring column. Nick Wigdom would lead the way. Wigdom on the night, he would finish up for him, going 2-for-6 from three-point distance, 3-for-7 from two-point range, 3-for-4 for the foul line. Wigdom had 15 points in double figures for the fifth time out of five games. Nick Wigdom for this Highland team. Also, the couple of guys that got season highs tonight, just missing double figures. Sam Winger, a new season high for him, as he would go 4-for-6 from two-point range, 1-for-2 for the foul line. And Winger, again, new season high of 9 points. And also Caleb Yoder tonight would finish up with a very good night himself, as he would end up going 4-for-8 from two-point range, 1-for-2 for the foul line. Caleb Yoder, a new season high, as he would pump in 9 points as well. He had 7 of those 9 that came in the third quarter of action. Also, 6 points apiece for Alex Miller as well as Ashton Schrock. 5 points apiece for C.J. Yoder and Cade Beachy. And 4 points scored by Zeke Boniker. 2 points for Logan Hershberger, running out the Highland total of 61. For Sandy Valley, one player in double figures for them, that was Luke Williams.
Williams on the evening would go 2-for-4 on three-point tries, 3-for-5 from two-point range, his total of 12 points. 10 of those 12 for him came in the third quarter. 5 points scored by Gino Tazzi, 4 apiece for Gage Walter and Thorn Stinger, and 2 points scored by Landon Wakefield, 1 point for Trey Nicholson, running out the Cardinals' total of 28. Final score, Highland 61 and Sandy Valley 28. Now for the final team numbers, here's Brady Schlabel.
Yeah, for Sandy Valley, they were 3 of 21 from the three-point line for 14%, 9 of 21 from the twos. Free throws, they were 0 for 3 on the night, and as a team, they pulled down 16 rebounds and had 20 turnovers. Meanwhile, for the Hawks, they were 4 of 16 from the three-point line, shooting 25%. Inside the arc, they were 19 for 35 for 54%. Got to the line 17 times tonight. They were 11 for 17, 65%. They also pulled down 36 rebounds, out-rebounding the Cardinals by 20, with 17 of those coming on the offensive end, and then finished tonight with 14 turnovers.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Caleb Yoder finished up with 8 rebounds tonight. He had 4 at the offensive end. Logan Hershberger had 5 boards, 3 came at the offensive end. 5 rebounds for Sam Wingard. He had 2 offensive for Highland tonight. Sandy Valley was 2 rebounds apiece for Gage Walter as well as Gino Tazzi. And again, Highland gets the win 61-20 over Sandy Valley. And the Hawks, another convincing win here tonight, Brady.
Yeah, it was really good effort, especially that second quarter. They were able to kind of go on a run, get rolling. Defense turned into offense for them, and then Caleb Yoder, the spark there in the third quarter, is good to see.
No doubt. And of course, you kind of touched on it at one point during the game, but Highland finished up with 9 guys in the scoring column, and great to see a lot of guys contributing for this Highland team.
Yeah, especially going into a tough next 2 games, just to get guys with more confidence. They were able to get their starters some rest tonight, so I'm sure they'll have a good week of practice, and then 2 big games next weekend.
You mentioned Caleb Yoder, that nice stretch in that third quarter, and he gets that new season high, 9 points along with 8 rebounds, and Caleb Yoder will be our Thunder Nick player of the contest. That's Caleb Yoder, a Thunder Nick player of the game, and another guy that you can see that confidence growing here and becoming a consistent contributor for this Highland team.
Yeah, especially on the offensive end, he's really trying to finish strong down there. I think he got to the line a couple times too, so great defense for him on the ball, turned into great offense and some good looks at it.
Nice conference win tonight, and for Highland, a bit of a breakthrough through Christmas, and of course, they're going to have the first federal holiday showcase next week, and always get a chance to play some pretty good teams over at the Recenter.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, that was one of my favorite memories from playing in high school, just playing teams that you're not used to playing, usually teams from, you know, other ends of the state and teams that you wouldn't normally get to see. So it's an exciting time. Christmas break is always super fun, so you get to wake up and just worry about basketball as a student athlete.
Yeah, that's a fun thing for sure. For the Highland girls, of course, they have the game on. You guys have the game on against Ridgewood tomorrow, right? And then you'll turn around in a big non-conference game on Monday against Tuslaw.
Yep, Ridgewood tomorrow at home at 2, and then Tuslaw Monday night should be a really good game. They've got some college-level players, so should be a really good battle for us.
Looking forward to that. Again, that's the voice of Brady Schlabel on the call with us for the seeding. Highland gets the win tonight, 61-28. They go to 5-0 on the year, 4-0 in the IVC South. Again, they'll play in the first federal holiday showcase at the Recenter next Friday and Saturday as they'll take on GFK and University School that weekend. Sandy Valley drops to 4-4 overall, 1-3 in the IVC South. They've now lost 3 of their last 4. They won't play again until after the first of the year, Friday, January 3rd, a home game against Garaway. And for us, we'll have girls basketball tomorrow afternoon. Les Stoles at New Philadelphia, airtime approximately 1 o'clock for that contest. And then also coming your way, of course, tomorrow night, we'll have college football playoffs with Tennessee and Ohio State. We'll have that game with joining the OSU radio network at 6:30. Sunday we'll have Browns football, of course. Cleveland is at Cincinnati, and we'll join the Browns radio network at 11 a.m. on Sunday for that. That'll wrap things up for us. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, Jacob Heading, as well as Sam Fronsman, helping you bring us this video live stream coverage for this evening, so we appreciate them, and also Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central as well. Reminder to stick around after the broadcast. We'll have all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. For Brady Schlabel, I'm Matt Croy. Again, the final tonight, it was Highland 61 and Sandy Valley 28. So long, everybody.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.